and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
On this week's episode, James is exhausted because he's been awake since 4:30, didn't go to bed, didn't go to sleep until like 2 a.m., and didn't get home until about 6:30.
Oh my God, friend.
So I'm a sleepy boy.
Yeah, you are.
But how's Sarah doing?
I'm good. I'm tired too, but I'm more mentally tired than physically tired, because today was stressful.
What was going on today?
I was at a different location today, which is part of my job. I'm afloat. I go to different locations. Okay. It was my first time though at this particular location, and apparently they're one of the busier locations, and I was the only person. So there were no other front desk people there to help me when I ran into issues. And I ran into issues. And then in the middle of one particularly frustrating issue, the mouse that I was working with died. And it was not a battery operated mouse. It was a chargeable mouse, and I couldn't find the charging cord for it. So I had no mouse in the middle of, like, one of the busiest parts of the day. So, anyway, it's okay, though. I survived, and I treated myself to some Whataburger because I didn't get to eat at all because everything was so crazy. I took a lunch, okay, but All I wanted, because I was too stressed out to actually eat, you know, I was just going to get like some peanut butter crackers and a Dr. Pepper from the gas station. It took almost my entire lunch just to get to the gas station because traffic was so bad.
Gross.
That's why I'm tired.
Well, I left work at 4:45 and I didn't get home until 6:30.
Yeah.
There was an accident on the way because people don't know how to drive.
You know, there's always accidents here too. I mean, I know that part of it is because of the rise in cell phone usage. But like, yeah. I was just thinking about it the other day, like, man, you know, I didn't used to see that many car accidents when I was younger. Like, I know they happened still, but, like, I just don't remember going by them very often or them causing issues very often. So, I don't know.
Sorry, I'm scrolling through Reddit trying to find some Reddit questions to potentially ask or talk about. Because Sarah and I didn't plan anything today, so we're just kind of vamping. And I'm just like, I even messaged and I said, oh, can we postpone for tomorrow? And then you're busy because it's your anniversary, which is understandable. And I was like, well, then maybe let's not do one today. And then I was like, no, we need to do one this week.
I was all on board. I was just like, you can blame it on me. Like, it's fine. But he was like, no, it's okay. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to eat first. So... which I did, and now we're here.
Oh, okay. I found 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 so far. So let me grab them, and I will send them in the chat. But aside from like working, I just like today was busy, and I did it to myself because I decided that I was going to do these my learning conversions or training system conversions on Friday, where I'm hosting it and I'm doing the training and I have three of them. I'm going to go forward. I'm moving forward. I'm canceling the ones that are scheduled for 4:00 because last week no one came and this week two people came. So I'm not doing them anymore at 4:00. That's too late, especially when they start at 7:00. Or yeah, the first one is at 7:00. The second one was at 11:30 and then the last one is at 4:00. I just found another one that kind of is interesting. and goes along with something that kind of is happening recently, sort of, but it's kind of the opposite, actually. All right. Well, do you want to take a look at some of these and talk about them?
I've already started looking at the first one you sent.
Yeah. So the first one is from r/ask, which most of these are. There's one of them from Am I the Asshole? But it said, what would be a nice way to tell your wife she's letting herself go and you wish she wouldn't?
Okay, so first of all, I want to say that he says in a comment further down, okay, it says, I tried suggesting my wife go with me or by herself in response to somebody saying go to the gym together because I worry about her health, not because of looks. And all it got me was her being upset for what she thought I was implying about her looks. But when he uses the term letting herself go, which is literally only applied to looks.
Yeah.
And also usually only applied to women by their husbands who are also letting themselves go, but seem to not care about that, weirdly enough. But anyway. Ugh. What a gross thing to ask.
I don't know. I like the first person's message, and it says, science has found that women who gain a few pounds live longer than men who mention it.
Yep.
I
like the person who said, well, are you in shape? If not, you have no right.
I mean, honestly, it's kind of like, it is a little rude to say. And I think it depends on like, what do you mean by she's letting herself go? Because it's like, is she like maybe gaining a few pounds, which like that's not that big of a deal.
Right.
Like, I don't understand.
It's normal the older you get.
Yeah. I just, to me, it's like that's a stupid thing to do and stupid thing to say and ask. And he probably just wanted to get a rise out of people. And that's why he was asking it. Because, well, I would say what married man would ask that. But married men are stupid.
Yeah. I like this comment as well that says, I hope you're doing your fair share of housework, childcare, chores, etc. so she can have free time to work out, de-stress, and sleep more. All those things contribute to weight loss. Which is true. But, like, who cares? Like, if somebody, is all you care about with your partner the way that they look? And like, because I know that they're saying, oh, it's not for that, but it's for that.
It's definitely for that. Yeah, there's no way to around it when you say that she's letting herself go.
Right. It's like, it's for that. So, like, way to, out yourself as somebody who only sees their spouse as lovable in a sexual way. Because somebody who loves somebody else as an entire person, and not for just like one reason, is not going to care about changes in appearance. Like, what? Make it make sense.
I like anyway. This one. It says, well, you don't give much information. Well, I don't like this one. I'm just going to read it because I didn't actually read all of it so far. So I won't say that I like it because I'm going way into it. Well, you don't give much information, but I would definitely do it in an indirect way. Whatever you do, do not talk about her body or make any comment like that. I think what could work is being motivated yourself and telling her, quote, I want to eat more healthy. Can we cook more veggies for dinner? Or, quote, I want to eat more healthy. Please don't buy any snacks anymore. Or go to the gym and tell her that you want to go together, going on weekly hikes together, etc. I mean, I think that's a nice way of framing it. It's just like, hey, let's look at our eating habits and maybe change some of the things that we're doing.
Right. Because that frames it more as like being actually about health.
Yeah.
And not just about somebody's looks. So
craziness. Yeah.
All right. The next one is, am I the asshole for refusing to help my brother pay off his debt after he tried to publicly shame me? 19-year-old female, started a new job recently and saved up quite a bit of money over the past year. My family was proud of me, but my older brother, 25 male, immediately started making comments like, you're finally rolling in cash, so I guess you can help your family now. He's always been bad with money, mostly from wasting it on gambling and unnecessary purchases. Last week, he asked me for $3,000 to help pay off his credit card debt. He said he needed it to avoid getting into more trouble. I told him no, because I've seen how he handles money, and I don't trust him to use it wisely. He got mad and called me selfish, saying I was being unfair since I don't have any big expenses right now. It didn't stop there. A few days later, he went on social media and posted a rant about how I was, quote-unquote, hoarding money while my own family struggled. He even called me a bad sister for refusing to help. Now some family members are saying I should just lend him the money to avoid more drama, but I don't think I should have to pay for his mistakes. Am I the asshole? I don't think that they're the asshole.
No, I don't think she's the asshole. I don't think it's because her brother publicly shamed her that she doesn't want to pay off his debts. She sees it as, well, it's not my responsibility. If I pay it off, you're just going to have other, like, it's just going to reinforce that negative behavior that you're doing. And you're just going to go into debt again because, you know, there's like that safety net where, oh, my sister will help me out.
Right.
And why is he 25 asking her 19 for money?
Right. That was my first question. I was like, wait, hold up. You were 6 years old. First of all, I am 8 years older than my sister, and I would never, like, even now, I would not ask my sister for money. Like, what? No.
Yeah. I don't know. That's really bold for him to just say, can you help me pay off my $3,000 credit card debt? It's like, right? No.
Like, no, I cannot. What?
I will say I kind of do not $3,000 type of do the same thing with my family, but I actually give them money sometimes and pay for their things. Because I mean, like, I'm paying for my sister, my dad, and my nephew's cell phone bill every month. That's the only thing I'm actually paying for them now, actually, because my dad pays his own insurance and he pays everything else. So I'm only paying for their cell phone bill, which isn't actually that expensive. It's like $226 for all five, including the podcast and my watch. So it's not actually that bad. Do I wish I only had to pay for myself? Yes, but that's my own doing. But I think it's her money and she can use it however she wants. It's not her responsibility to pay for her siblings' debt or anything that her siblings get into, because you're all adult.
Right.
It's your responsibility to manage your money better.
Yeah. And like, yes, there are situations where people have to like rely on other people. Like, we get that. But this is not that situation.
I might even say, well, let me see if I can help you get a job where I work, although I don't really like to work with my family. Or let me see if I can let's see if we can get you a better job, and then you can pay your own debt.
It's like that.
You can lead a fish to you can lead a horse to water, but you can't. No. Give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, but teach a man to fish, he'll eat for the rest of his life.
I love the journey that we just took.
I know, right? You can give a fish water. Wait, no, that's not right. You can lead a horse to water. Wait, no, that's not right either. We figured it out eventually.
We got there. And you know what? It's the journey and the friends we made along the way.
I don't think that she should give her brother the money. Also, it never called a loan, because it's never a loan when it's family.
Right, it's never a loan when it's family. That's true.
Well, I guess she doesn't really say loan.
Yeah, I think somebody in the comments calls it that.
Yeah, the first one says, not the asshole, because that quote-unquote loan that your family mentioned wouldn't be a loan, would it? And if your family are so bothered by your brother's financial situation, they can help him with their own money.
Right.
And not yours.
Like, y'all have money too, and you're not helping, so...
Yeah, it's dumb. So the next couple are kind of smaller because they are ask Reddit questions. And this one is, you're born as a baby, but with your brains now, what's the first thing you say to your mother? Should have swallowed.
I mean, I was gonna. The first thing that popped in my head was, don't marry him.
No, I mean, yeah.
But then I was just like, ah. But then, my siblings wouldn't exist, and I would miss them.
Yes, that's true. So one person says, let's talk finance. Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. It's more dramatic.
Oh my God. I love the one that says, wait, am I reincarnated or am I returned to my own birth? And somebody said, that's a weird sentence to start your life off with.
Hey mom, how about you open a Roth IRA for me today? Chop, chop.
This one says, goo goo gaga, I'm not going to be responsible for giving her a nervous breakdown.
This person says, buy Bitcoin. And then someone commented, 1958, what the fuck is Bitcoin? Oh, yes, advise her on stock purchases. My mom would have loved that. She died at 100 after having followed the market since she was a teenager. Well, that's nice.
So funny. Oh my God. Somebody put in here that they were going to try to pronounce Worcestershire sauce, but they mispronounced it horribly the entire time and then said, never mind.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Oh, I think it'll reduce awkwardness on all sides if we go with formula.
Oh, my God. I finally did it. I'm finally here. After millennia of banishment, I have made it to the mortal realm. All shall bow down before me or suffer. Not even God can stand in my way anymore. And you there, woman, can start by cleaning my diaper. I did an oopsie.
This one, it says, because my vocal cords and motor control have not developed enough yet for me to form speech. Because that's true. It's not just your brain development that makes right. Gives you the capacity to speak. It's also vocal cords and
your tongue, like all that. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Muscle memory. There's muscle memory involved. It's not just intelligence.
Exactly. You have to learn how to, like, make the sounds and do the thing. Yeah. All right. The next one is, if you could have one song play to all 8 billion people on this planet, what song would you choose?
So there's a couple that I could choose. Let me see. Let me go into my YouTube music. So recently, I've been listening to Shoes, More Shoes by Elias Maya and Nicola Coughlin. And okay. It is from her. So she's from Bridgerton, I think is where she's from. Yes. And she was doing an interview, and the interview, she says, what I want is a dream job. Or my dream job is, you know how those housewives make songs for gay men in the club? They turned it into a song. And it's like Shoes, private yachts, caviar, more shoes, shoes, private yachts, caviar, more shoes. And it's this fun song.
Oh my God.
It's terrible, but it's hilarious and fun. And it has a really good beat. And then Feminine Energy by Cobra. I've been listening to that recently.
Love that song.
Or Brand New Bitch, also by Cobra.
Oh, I haven't listened to that one.
I know it because there were a lot of TikToks where Emma Stone was singing it at like the Cannes Film Festival. It was playing on the red carpet or something, and she could see her like bobbing along and singing to it.
Oh,
and
nice.
And Cobra responded to it excited because Emma Stone was singing to her song on the red carpet.
Right. I mean, I would have been over the moon.
And then another one that I've been listening to recently, although I don't know that I agree with the name, I would have named it something different. It's called In the Kitchen, because it literally, the only time it ever talks about the kitchen is at the very beginning of the song. And then the rest of it, it's by Renee Rapp. It's a really good song. If you haven't heard it, I would say listen to it, because I think you'd like it, Sarah.
I think I've heard it, actually. I like Renee Rapp.
And then the last one that I'll mention is Your Name by Shea Coulee.
Okay.
A good song. It's a fun song. She did it as part of her talent show on All-Stars. I don't remember which All-Stars, but it was one of the talent show portion with All-Stars.
Okay. Well, let me pull up. What have I been listening to?
Holy Water by Noah Davis. It's a great song.
Most recently, I've been binge playing Baba Ute by Strome and Big Dogs by Hanuman Kind and Call Me.
See Me Naked by Bentley Robles and Z Machine.
That's a good one. That's on here. Good Luck Babe is Pink Pony Club. Oh, Joyride by Kesha. I love that song.
I have to say, I have been preferring listening to like Coffee and Red Wine Supernova. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
By Chapel Roan. I like those other songs, but I prefer and I can actually sing to Coffee and then Red Wine Supernova.
That's fair. That's fair.
I don't mind. I like those other songs. I just, the ones that I would want to listen to more times than not are Coffee, Red Wine Supernova, and then Pink Pony Club, because it's a fun song and I know most of the words.
Coffee makes me too sad.
Really?
So, yeah, I don't listen to it very often. Like, it's a great song. I love literally every song on that album. That album is like top tier. Chef's kiss.
That's also a weird word when you think about it. Often.
It is a weird word.
Because I don't usually pronounce the T.
You should say often?
Yeah.
I always pronounce the T.
This is our tired brains. This is what you guys get if you're ever around us and we're tired. It's either this or we're like slap each other funny.
I was telling Nick about that one time that we were driving out to Maryland to see Sam. I think it was the first time we drove out to Maryland to see Sam. And we were so sleep deprived. And at one point, James just starts cackling. And I look over and I'm like, what is wrong? And he's just like, I felt a lump in my throat and thought it was cancer. And then was like, no, that's my Adam's apple.
Oh, gosh. That reminds me of when we did the when we ate that Andy's mint pie and then just lost it. No reason.
For no reason. There was no alcohol in that. There was no nothing. Like,
that happens to me. That happens to me a lot. Like, I'll laugh at something and then it'll just be stuck in my brain and I'll just be randomly laughing for like the next hour. And Ryan, one time it happened when we were trying to go to sleep and he just heard me laughing for like an hour straight and he was like, Jesus fucking Christ, what are you doing? I was like, I can't stop laughing at that. I don't even remember what it was, but it happens like every like month or so. I'll just start randomly laughing at something and then just like hysterically laugh for absolutely no reason, just thinking about it, because it'll pop back in my head and I'll start laughing again.
It's fantastic, actually. That's one of my favorite things. There was another time I remember the Andy's Mint Pie though episode, like how funny. We were at the Trojan Horse and we hadn't even been drinking.
I think we may have had one drink each.
But like, I don't know. All I remember is we had to stop at the Marsh so that we could pee because we had laughed ourselves so hard.
Yeah.
That like, we were like, we're not going to make it home. We're going to pee ourselves because we literally could not stop laughing. But there was another road trip and we were like stuck in traffic and you started randomly messing with your, seat, making it go up and down.
Oh, because it was like a pump action where you'd like,
yeah, pump it. Like a pump action one where you could go like the actual like part that you're sitting on came up instead of like the back moving front to back. So that was so funny. That was another one where we were sleep deprived and going to Maryland.
Some people in the back to this question about what song have 8 billion people. Somebody said Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Yes.
So Rick Roll the World. Surfin' Bird. The World Needs to Know That the Bird is the fucking word.
I hate that song. But I love the response to that that says, it was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Everything You Know Is Wrong by Weird Al. Weird Al. Oh God. Black Sabbath.
Friend, I wasn't even looking at you when we started reading that at the same time.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know a lot of these songs.
I know a few of them, and they are not songs that I would suggest.
Uncle Fucker from the South Park movie.
Oh my God.
I do know that song just because it's hilarious.
I know Comfortably Numb. I know Imagine. I know Everybody Wants to Rule the World. And I kind of agree with that one.
Dominic the Donkey.
It's like a Christmas song, I think.
The Duck Song.
I love the They Are Taking Hobbits to Isengard 10-hour version.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Blackbird by the Beatles.
Well, that's a good song.
Chocolate Rain. Jesus. All right, moving on to the next one. This one's kind of long because it's an advice. And it says, found pictures of me sleeping in my boyfriend's phone. Please help me. This is a throwaway. This is the first post on Reddit, and I'm very shaken up right now. Please cut me some slack on how bad my format is going to be. I, 19 female, have been with my boyfriend, 20 male, for over a year. We have great sex, like at least once a day. We were both virgins, but we always made sure to ask for consent. After about a week, ago, I went onto his phone. I wanted to find some pictures of us for a scrapbook I wanted to make. Curiosity got the best of me, and I mistakenly clicked on the hidden folder. I just wanted to see what he would even have in there. I trust him and don't think I would find anything bad. But when I opened the folder, I was met with about 6 photos of me sleeping, but they were not cute little pictures you take of your partner. They were full-on close-ups of me sleeping naked. Obviously, I'm a very heavy sleeper. I was shocked and sickened. He has told me multiple times before he hates porn and all the unrealistic standards it holds, but I would have been more than happy to take pictures for him or videos. Why would he do that to me while I slept? I'm awake for more of the day than asleep. Maybe that's why. 2 days ago after sex, I told him I'd be more than happy to take photos or videos for him if he wants, but he quickly giggled and stuttered like he does when he lies. And he said, I am not like other guys. I don't need all that. And then he said he doesn't need me, dia of me, he doesn't need media of me because he has me by his side every day, meaning we live together, never really spend part time apart. That's when he lied straight to my face for the first time. I was hoping he would admit to taking the photos and open up to me about what his needs are. Instead, he quickly tries to tell me he's not like that. I got so curious to why he didn't open up to me. So I checked the folder again right after I asked him if we could take pictures of videos together. I'm assuming he deleted them. The folder was empty. Did I embarrass him? Do you think he knows I know? I love this man. I just didn't think he would do this kind of thing. We talk about marriage and our future together all the time. We both have high sex drives. but I didn't think he could get off any more than he already does. I want to sit down formally and lay boundaries down and talk to him soon, but how, without making him uncomfortable with his needs and wants? I'm curious about him and sometimes feel like I know little to nothing about him. I feel lost. Help. TLDR, what does that mean?
Too long, didn't read.
Oh, too long, didn't read. Boyfriend of over a year secretly took pictures of me. I found them. He doesn't know I found them. When I asked, he asked me to send him pictures. I asked if he wanted me to send him pictures. He said, I'm not like other guys. I don't need all that. Then deleted the photos and pretended he never took them. I'm so confused. So here's the thing. Communication is key. Right. So just ask. Also, how did you get into his hidden photo album? Because most of the time, well, I guess if it's password or passcode protected. But like,
you can have a hidden folder that doesn't have a password on it, though.
Then what's the point of a hidden folder?
I mean, I have a hidden folder that isn't password protected.
No. Mine, like if you hide photos on an iPhone, it automatically, like you have to, I guess you have to either have the passcode or it does the face recognition.
Right.
Because mine's facial recognition on my phone.
I think most of the things that do require a passcode for me always ask for my passcode for the phone itself, yeah. Which like my partner knows that number. So
I wonder if mine will do that, because it's like that's the backup, the passcode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, it just says use face to view it, this album. Hmm. Yeah, I guess iPhones, you have to have face.
I don't like the facial recognition stuff that much. Like, I get it, but I don't like it.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me.
So anyway, going back to this, though.
If you've had your driver's license picture taken, there's already enough mapping of your face being done anyway.
No, I know. Moving on. Doesn't mean I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I would say communication is key, especially if you feel like you want to spend the rest of your life with this person. Just let him know what you saw and ask him why he did it.
And like confront him about that, because that's actually really creepy behavior. And then if you're that deep of a sleeper, he might be taking advantage in other ways while you're asleep. Like, I mean, if that's his fetish, like, okay, but that's still a conversation that has to be had. That's still like, you can put consents in place for that.
Yeah.
Like there, like, anyway. If he was always so careful about asking for consent before, why is he not asking consent for this then?
Did I send you this one? Yes, I did. Okay. I don't know. I think it's weird. I don't think it's like weird enough to like be alarming. I think it's weird, like his behavior around it and saying that, well, I guess she didn't really come out and ask him why he had pictures of her sleeping.
Right. She just randomly was like, oh, well, would you be interested, because I could do that for you if you wanted.
It's just weird. I don't know. I mean, honestly, my biggest thing would just be talk to him.
Yeah, I would definitely set some boundaries. So that's all I have to say to that. Set some boundaries.
So this next one is going to set up a conversation that I'm having a lot on TikTok in response to this whole bullshit that's going on in the house.
Okay. All right. Well, the question is, it's on r/no stupid questions. Is it inappropriate for a woman to use the men's restroom if there's an enormous line for the women's room, but none for men? This is not political. I went to an event with my mother and she's in her mid 70s. The line for the women's restroom wrapped all the way down the stairs, while there was no line in front of the men's restroom. My mother needed to truly use the restroom, but obviously I didn't want to be rude. I asked some of the women at the front of the line if they wanted to ask about going in the men's room, as it didn't appear anyone was in there. Only one agreed. I knocked on the men's room door and loudly said, I apologize for my rudeness, but would it make anyone uncomfortable if three women came in to please use the stalls? Two males immediately yelled back no and nope. We went in, did our thing, and the men were gone by the time we were done. There was a woman observing who called us disgusting, and I felt kind of bad about it at first, but then I became confused. It wasn't as though I had just barged into the men's room. I asked if it was okay, and there were three of us. My mother truly had to go, and everyone at this venue complained that the restrooms for women are not adequate. In fact, some people don't make it back to their seats once the show restarted after intermission. Was this disgusting or rude? Edits I didn't expect to have to add. Yes, my mother and I wash our hands. No, we didn't look over at the urinals. There's a lot of comments about role reversal, so I'll just clear it up. While I've yet to see a men's restroom have a line 50-ish people long with zero in line for the women's restroom, if a man knocked on the door and asked if we minded if he and his father came in to use a couple of stalls, no, I would not have a problem with it.
And here's my conversation that I've been having online on TikTok and stuff, because it's in response to this whole bullshit about Sarah. What's her last name? She's she's an incoming freshman representative. But there's like this whole bullshit about they brought up a resolution to block. So she's a transgender woman, and this ridiculous woman from Arizona brought up this resolution to block biological men from being in the women's restroom. And then the asshole Mike Johnson made it a policy to use the gender that you were assigned at birth, or use if you're going to use one of the like shared bathroom spaces. And my thing is, I don't fucking understand why we have shared bathroom spaces. I don't want to be in the bathroom with other people. That's disgusting. Why aren't they have walls around the toilet part of it, and then the rest of it's just open, where you open the door and you walk out and you wash your hands? It would take up the same amount of footprint. It would be just as safe, if not actually safer, because you're in a fully enclosed room, and there would be no issues.
Right. And like, actually, that is the way it is for other parts of the world, like fully enclosed bathrooms like that, like stalls, I mean. First of all, I have definitely used the men's restroom when the women's restroom line was too long. I always check to make sure that there's not a dude there.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that's more out of courtesy than fear. I'm not like, what's he gonna do while I'm like taking a piss? Like, what?
Diddle himself.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time.
I don't understand this whole thing, and it has to be like just leftover BS from when it was like blacks only, whites only bathrooms, that there are bathrooms where you go into the same gender and only people of this gender can use this bathroom. Why do we have open areas where people are just peeing and pooping? I don't understand. Close them off so that someone can be in their own space. There's no chance of anyone getting in. Because if I remember one time I was using the bathroom and this little child crawled under the freaking thing and was just like, what are you doing? And I'm like, can you get your child?
Well, it was like that one time when we were in New York and we were at the pizza place and those people just walked in while I was using the bathroom. Like,
I've never understood the whole gendered bathrooms and why we can't just, like I said, use the same footprint, close them off fully, and then just have it to where you use the bathroom in one place and then there's a sink and like a hand washing station that's just across from it. And there's an open, like it's just a wall with a room that you go in and use the bathroom. Like that's, I don't understand why that's so hard to understand. And I don't get why this is the norm and people are like, okay with it. It's weird. It's weird.
It's really weird. I think it's really weird that conservatives spend so much time thinking about what we're doing in bathrooms and what we're doing in bed. Why does it matter? Why are you so interested in the like most personal and private aspects of a person's life?
And
like,
my biggest thing is most transgender women, I'll say most that I know of, are sexually attracted to men. So why would they be going into a women's restroom to attack or molest or rape a woman when most of the time, and I'm assuming this is probably a bad assumption, but most of the time a transgender woman is usually, from what I understand, more sexually attracted to a male than they are females. And like, it doesn't make sense to me. Their logic doesn't make sense, aside from the fact that you're uncomfortable that this person was labeled as a male, figured out that they weren't actually male, and now is using a restroom that they're comfortable using. Doesn't make sense to me.
No, it doesn't make sense to me.
And my biggest thing is, if you're going by what someone is assigned at birth, do you really think doctors don't make mistakes?
Right.
Like, I get your thing is, well, God doesn't make mistakes, but God didn't make this person a male or a female. They didn't put it on their birth certificate. They didn't assign that. Like, God didn't assign that. Humans did.
Yeah.
People did.
Yeah. People are the ones who did that. It's just,
we're getting very political with this conversation, even though it says literally this is not political. But to me,
but like, it's become political, though. It's, yeah. you can't, unfortunately, you can't have this conversation anymore without it becoming political, because yeah. it's so politicized by people like J.K. Rowling and, you know, everybody in the fucking Senate and all this shit. It just...
I think the funny, like, with this, like, looking at this question, is it inappropriate for a woman to use the men's restroom if there's an enormous line for the women's restroom but none for the men? The answer is no.
It's not inappropriate.
It's not inappropriate. You're going to use the restroom. It's inappropriate if you were going in there for, like, to check out men's penises when they're peeing, or to see if you can do dirty things with men, get men to do dirty things, which is not really inappropriate. It's just, I mean, it's a little inappropriate, but
there's a time and place. A public restroom is not the time or the place.
No, unless you like that. But then it's like, it's also a public restroom that's kind of weird. Also, public restrooms are disgusting.
Yeah, they are. They're real fucking gross. I would never have sex in a public restroom.
No.
Well, what are you up to this weekend?
Well, I'm going to go get my haircut tomorrow. That was the main reason because I've been putting it off, because like last week we recorded around 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock my time. I was like, well, there's not really enough time for me to get up, get dressed, get showered, get dressed, go get my haircut, and then be back in time before we record. Mm-hmm. Because Saturdays are like the only days that I can actually somewhat sleep in.
Right.
So the last 2 weeks I've been putting it off. And I was like, I need to go get my haircut tomorrow, because it's getting, like, it's not crazy. It's just getting a little longer than I like it, especially with my sideburns. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get my haircut. I have two assignments that I need to finish for my classes. And this is my last, this next week is my last week in these classes, and then I'm off for a week, and then I start my next set of two classes, and then I have one class left, and then the four of the classes are technically like pre-work for the dissertation.
Woot woot, one step closer.
Well, we'll see. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, tomorrow is my anniversary. Nick and I have been together for 3 years off and on, and
I was going to say, have you?
Shh, quiet time. Anyway, so we are going to have the house to ourselves, and we're going to eat junk food and watch movies and cuddle and spend time together.
That's nice. I'm going to, after this, go finish watching Hidden Figures.
Ooh, nice.
It's a fun movie, and it's on Peacock, I think. And I started kind of listening to it while I was at work. I had my headphones in, and I had it like playing on my phone while I was doing work, listening to it as I was as I was doing work.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, I'm probably gonna go to bed soon, because I'm really tired. That's although super. Ryan will be home probably around like 10:30, 11 o'clock ish, and we'll watch UK Drag Race.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then there's also Down Under, but that's, we usually save that for tomorrow.
Fair.
And then next week, I think, I think it's actually today, is Canada's Drag Race starts again.
Oh.
So there's three different Drag Race going on.
Dang.
None of them involve cars.
Tonight, let's see. After I'm done recording this, I'm going to pop over to Discord and join a video call with a couple of my online friends. None of us have had the emotional energy to quote unquote hang out for a bit. So this is going to be just us just chilling, vibing, chit-chatting, you know.
That's nice. I mean, that's kind of what we do here.
Yeah, because I have a regular schedule with you, and I don't have a regular schedule with literally anybody else in my life.
Is it really regular?
I mean, the only time it's irregular, it's usually my fault. So,
I mean, it is once a week. It could be on a Friday or a Saturday. That's typically the only fluctuation.
Yeah, like we don't randomly decide to do a podcast on a Wednesday or some shit.
That's true. Although that might be. That might not be bad. No, I'm just kidding. It's fine.
I can't guarantee when I'm off on Wednesday nights.
Yeah. Although Wednesdays are usually. So Wednesdays are like days that Ryan is home. like Tuesday and Wednesdays are when he doesn't work. Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. So he's always home. So it would be a weird time to record anyway. I always think it's weird to record when he's in the room or he's in the apartment. I don't know why.
I mean, I kind of get it. Like,
it's also, I think it's partially because we have those stupid fucking windows that are at the top.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So even if I close, everything. Yeah, even if I close the door, he can still hear everything I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if I talk about him, he doesn't listen to the podcast, he can hear it.
So funny.
All right. Well, you ready to call it a podcast? This will probably just be a short episode today.
Yeah, I think I'm ready to call it a podcast.
All right. Well, let's see how this goes. Well, I'm tired. thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. And if there's something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. Or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss on the podcast. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening. As this will be, it was really great until the end.
We're so close.
Thanks again for listening. We hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on a Monday. And Sarah, enjoy the rest of your weekend and your anniversary.
Thank you. You enjoy your weekend as well.
All right. Enjoy bye. Your sleep. What? Oh, enjoy my sleep. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
So just really quickly wanted to pop back on in here and tell you guys, if you have an iPhone and it has the newest iOS, if you get those like spam robocalls and you choose, there's an option where you can record the call. If you click record the call, they hang up and I haven't had a phone call since. That was like 2 days ago. And I usually get them every single day. So just an FYI for all you people that have iPhones with the latest 18 iOS. If you click record this call and it says it over like the phone to the person calling you, it'll hang up. And I haven't had a phone call in 2 days. Ba-bam.
Dang.
That's all. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. 765-557-4170. Bye, everybody.